Well, folks, the U.S. Senate race in Missouri getting national attention. It's going to be a huge race, obviously. Congressman Billy Long pointed out yesterday that Vice President Harris has broken 8 ties in the Senate. So this Missouri seat, very crucial next year. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about his run for the U.S. Senate, he announced it on the Fox News channel during an interview with Tucker Carlson, is Congressman Billy Long. He represents heavily Republican Southwest Missouri in the United States Congress. Congressman, appreciate your time. You're running for the United States Senate. Tell us why.
Well, I think that if anyone is upset about defund the police and the lack of police and all the crime going on, or if you're upset about open borders, wide open borders, putting illegal aliens on commercial airliners with no identification, no driver's license, no real ID, no passport, we don't know who these people are, giving them a cell phone with prepaid minutes, flying them to who knows where, Chattanooga, Tennessee, they land. The folks in Chattanooga do not realize they're even coming in. And if you're upset with that, we have to take the Senate back. You can bloviate and do all you want and say, oh, I'm going to stop Joe Biden from doing this. I'm going to stop Joe Biden from doing that. But I got news for you. If you don't have the House of Representatives, you don't have the Senate, you're going to be very limited on what you can stop Joe Biden from doing. And so we have to take the Senate back. And I think I'm the guy that can win the Missouri Senate seat.
I've talked to you many times, Congressman, at the state fair in Sedalia, and you've said this over and over again. You said it last night. You're a strong supporter of President Trump. You always have. In fact, last night you said that you got on the, quote, Trump train early, and you never got off. You support him today?
Oh, you bet. Wholeheartedly, just like about 93% of the Republican primary voters support the president still to this day. And they also are very fond of Kellyanne Conway, who is running my advisory position, I guess you'd call it senior advisor, to my campaign. She's coming into Springfield next week for a birthday party for me. It's actually on my birthday. And, you know, if you've ever noticed, Brian, congressmen and senators look really old, and that's because they have 3 birthdays a year, because it's a great excuse to raise money. They'll say, well, come to Billy's birthday on February the 7th, and come to Billy's birthday on May the 19th, and come to Billy's birthday on November 3rd. So that's why we all look so old, because we have 3 birthdays a year. But this is my actual birthday this time.
This will be your birthday. I gotcha. Congressman, you look at that field right now, and obviously we don't know what's going to happen on the Democratic side. We do know that former Governor Jay Nixon is out. But on the Republican side right now, you're in the race. Former Governor Greitens is in the race. Congresswoman Hartzler is in the race. Attorney General Schmidt is in the race. Mr. McCloskey is in the race. There could be some others as well. Big field. But you were in a big field in 2010. You won the big one in 2010 to replace Roy Blunt. How do you look at this field right now? And is a crowded field, do you think that helps, hurts? What do you see?
I think that it shapes up to be very similar to the first time that I ran back in 2010. I'm not the guy that's supposed to win, and I just outwork everyone, and I think that that's going to happen again this time. I've got a bus that we wrapped, and we're going to be going across the state on a big bus tour. But I tell people, if you were on the Trump train, time to get on the Billy bus. We're going to do it 3 feet at a time. I'm not going to do it at 30,000 feet. A lot of these other candidates, they have big millionaire and billionaire donors that put, you know, millions of dollars in their super PACs or whatever. And I've never been good at raising money, and I'm still not, but I'm going to do it on the ground.
Are you confident?
Yes, very much so. I wouldn't be in it if I wasn't going to win it. And people, if they want to help us, it's BillyLong.com, BillyLong.com. Also, if they want to volunteer, because I'm not known around the state that well, Brian. I'm known in the 7th District. In fact, this last election, I've been in office 9 years and 10 months, and I got my highest raw vote total ever and my highest percentage ever. And for, you know, being in Congress, people hate Congress, they hate their congressman. To get the highest vote total I ever received, I think, is pretty good. I think people like what I do. I'm not on all the talking head shows all the time. I don't go down to the floor and make speeches about nothing all the time. I just work, and I think people appreciate that.
Congressman, final question about this Senate race, and that is, you've talked about the field, obviously. We know it'll be crowded. Maybe more people will get in. We don't know that. But in terms of the, traditionally, when you look at a statewide Republican primary, Southwest Missouri delivers a lot of votes. When you talk about, I go back to John Ashcroft and Gene McNary. Everybody thought McNary in St. Louis was going to win. Ashcroft won primarily because of Southwest Missouri. That's been a number of years ago. You and I are both old enough to remember that. Being from Southwest Missouri, do you think that is that something you've looked at?
Oh, certainly. That's a part of my equation. Like I say, when I did as well in November as I did in my 7th congressional district, it makes you think that, hey, I can probably do pretty well down here where we have the most Republican primary voters in the entire state. So sure, that goes into the equation. I also want to say, like I say, my name ID is not that great. If any of your listeners want to get involved with our campaign, if they want to help out organizing their district or check when we're coming through on the bus tour or get people involved or help put up signs, knock doors for us, phone number is 417-88-FED-UP, 417-88-FED-UP, because right now in Washington, the Bill of Rights is out, the Constitution's out, socialism's in, communism's in, and I'm fed up, and I'm not having it. That's been my campaign number since day one back in 2009 when I started running for the 2010 primary for the congressional seat, and it's 417-88-FED-UP. And to help in other ways, go to BillyLong.com.
Congressman, I'll give you the final word. Anything you'd like to add?
Just want to, you know, encourage everyone to get involved. We have to hold the Senate. If we can get a candidate to the general election in Missouri on the Republican side that doesn't cause us to spend $40, $50 million against the Democrats, then that's going to help us pick up Arizona, that seat that we should never have lost out there, and that's going to help us pick up Georgia. Because if we have to blow $40, $50 million unnecessarily on a general election in this race, that's money. And that's what I told the president yesterday. I told President Trump, I spoke to him for 45 minutes, one-on-one in his office, just the two of us. And I said, you need to get involved in this race, because if you don't, then we may not pick up Arizona, may not pick up Georgia, because we're going to be blowing a bunch of money we don't need to blow.